Yeah, baby, a little addicted to love. Welcome back, Eye on the Outdoors from the bunker. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray Eye. Here with the Peanut, the Vogler Vogler. Yes, indeed. Matty G, special guest in studio, Tiny Tim.
Good morning.
Tim Chelsovic.
Hey.
Also known as the Talking Thinking Woodsman, Drury Outdoors.
Well, whatever.
We've been down a few roads together already, haven't we, buddy?
We have, yeah. Especially this morning.
Yeah.
Break out the paddle.
Got bow season coming up. When's that start?
Oh, Saturday.
Saturday.
A week from today.
Good luck with all the brush carp hunting out there. All you brush carp, get up a tree like a hoot owl and wait for a souped-up billy goat to stumble by. Life is good, baby.
Pull those back straps off.
We're going to talk some more about Drury Outdoors, but first we need to get a fishing report. We're not going to be doing much fishing today, but we need to run out and get a fishing report.
On the line with us, we got the wild man, Billy Willie Wildman Smith, down in the Missouri Ozarks. We're going to get a little September river report, fishing report from our man, our roving reporter, William Billy Smith. Hey, Billy, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ray, and how are you doing?
I'm doing good, my friend. Hey, what's things look like on the Missouri rivers down there in them hills, the Ozark rivers, for fishing in September? What can people do, and how's things going for people to take a trip to the Ozarks and enjoy the great outdoors?
Ray, you know, we're winding down on our summer season, getting ready to step into the fall. It's a neat, nice time of the year. The temperatures, they kind of start cooling down somewhat. The rivers are just looking great right now. We are at what you would call a typical summertime water level. It's not extremely low. We've had enough rain to keep the rivers kind of stabilized from dropping on down lower. But no, we haven't had a tremendous amount of rain, you could say, to get the rivers up. So we're really at a good level for floating and enjoying the river. For getting out on it fishing, yes, the rivers are getting that low, kind of, you know, typical summertime, getting clear. It can make the fishing somewhat difficult if it's that bright, sunshiny day. Man, if it's a cloudy day, you've got some kind of inclement weather, then the fishing can be really turned on and get good because we're going into that transition time for the fall. Done a trip last week, and we caught several fish, had a great, great time on the river. It's just a beautiful time.
Now, you pretty much throw in the same types of baits and lures here in September as you did during the late summer?
Yes, you know, pretty well. It's all, and then again, it's all to what that individual and person likes, whether it's that soft plastic on the bottom, crankbaits that, you know, your crankbait that you're running in your, you know, anywhere from 2 foot of water to 6 foot water, just depends across that kind of crawdad pattern crankbait. Spinner baits, it's whether it's a little rooster tail or even up to, like, say, even if you were throwing a War Eagle 3/8 ounce double willow leaf spinner bait, don't count those type of lures out. So it's still the same type. It's just targeting where those fish are at, finding on what kind of structure that they are on for that particular time or this.
And if folks want to take a trip and just maybe tour the river, I understand you're doing a little work down there in the Ozarks with that boat. Can you tell us about the service that you provide?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've got a guide service and for fishing or for just a casual tour boat ride of the river on the current river or the Jack's Fork. Of course, the Jack's Fork is small and low. It would be a float trip on that. Give me a call, 573-225-3390, and we'll set you up on a guided fishing trip or a boat ride tour of the river here in the Ozarks.
Well, what's the name of your outfit again? What's the name of your tour?
Scenic Rivers Guide Service and Tours. You can look me up on my Facebook site or a website, the Scenic Rivers Guide Service and Tours.
Okay, that's easy enough. They could probably Google you. If they buy a fishing trip with you, you're going to show them some secrets and catching some fish?
Oh, yes, yes. I definitely share, pass on what I have acquired, my knowledge, or from me or from other fishermen to me. And that's what it's all about.
Yes.
It's not that I'm going to keep it to myself and, oh, I can't share. I'll tell you, I've had people call me, pass that information on. I've had information, you know, passed on to me. I'm not, and it helps. It helps somebody. It helps me to find that out from somebody.
Good
Always
stuff.
Learning and figuring out what's going on.
Appreciate it so much, you taking the time to get on the show with us and give us that information.
The Scenic Rivers Guide Service and Tours. Give me a call, 573-225 3390.
I always appreciate your fishing reports and river reports. And I'm going to see you this fall. I'm coming down. I'll be seeing you. I'll be sitting on that porch with you.
Hey, man, you come down here and we'll sit on this porch and just enjoy an afternoon or an early morning, drink a little coffee with maybe a little apple pie or whatever, and just enjoy ourselves. And then get out into these hills and hollers, okay?
Yes, yes, sir, my brother. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Ray, and have a good one.
Yeah, baby. Little Billy Smith, River Rat Fishing Report. Theme song from Shannon County.
And there goes that demographic.
Can't get enough of your love, baby. Great fishing report, Billy Boy. Always, always. I'm here with Tim Chelsovic, Thinking Woodsman.
Hey, Ray.
The Vogler Vogler, Peanut, and Matty G. Tell us a little more about that app before we got to go commercial.
Yeah, it's free. It's you can find it in the iTunes App Store. You can find it for Android and the Google Play Store. There's also a feed, so it's kind of like a Facebook scroll where you go through and you kind of see news stories. We're posting articles and videos. I just got a chance to visit with Mr. Stan Potts yesterday.
Very cool.
And talk about his velvet buck he killed in Kentucky in the early days of his friendship with Mark and Terry. And so that article is up and live right now. It's top of the feed in DeerCast.
Boy, you're becoming quite the little industry runaround, aren't you?
You know, I've been introduced to some pretty influential people, and most of that is thanks to you.
All because you was a brave little soul, came to me in the Vogler Vogler at a remote and says, is there any way I can see how you do a radio show? And then you brought donuts.
Yeah.
You did good.
It worked out okay. but seriously, thank you for everything you've done.
You're more than welcome.
Can't thank you enough.
You got any news items, Vogler Vogler, before we go to break?
Yes, I do. On September 21st.
Hang on a second. Thank you, Tim. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
September
21st. I love interrupting him.
The National microphone, Championship, Vogler, Waynesville, Vogler. Missouri,
17
September
years,
21st
microphone.
Through 23rd. More than $75,000 cash in prizes.
Yes, indeed.
It's down in Pulaski County. And then on September 22nd, Discover Shaw Nature Reserve, bring Pioneer Times to life at Prairie Day, September
Prairie
22nd.
Prairie Day, baby.
I'm going to that.
Can't get enough of your love, babe?
Me or?
No, okay. You going to Prairie Day?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Cool, cool.
I thought you were singing to me for a second.
Well, I kind of was.
MDC to offer free youth waterfowl clinic September 23rd
near Eureka, Missouri. Hard to break.
And... where'd my other ones go?
I don't know, Vogler. You're supposed to be... where's your show prep?
I was doing it when you were beating on the door. You know?
Your title is news director, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you remember this, Vogler?
Missouri offers free voluntary chronic waste testing statewide for all season long.
Yeah.
And at their 75 location, it's no charge, and they'd ask you to do it. And they also ask deer hunters to help limit CWD spread by... making sure you handle anything taken out of the state of Missouri.
CWDs
properly.
Became so controversial, and I was with Steve Jones was at the banquet with us, and you know he's with that group about what do they call it, free range, or what do they call it?
Not sure.
Well, anyway,
show prep.
Shut up.
Oh, man.
Okay. Look over here. You do that again, you're going to be on the outside of this room looking through the glass with a handful of news and no place to read it. Okay? Have you heard that
show
before?
Prep.
Have you heard that before? Fair chase. It's fair chase. Fair chase.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
We're going to get him on
fair
to talk about Missouri. CWD. But, man, it's so explosive on Facebook. It's just both sides of it.
It is, but there's a central point that I think people can all get on board with. Let's just not transport our deer carcasses across state lines.
Yeah.
Bury them where you kill them, you know, after you debone them.
Yeah.
Bury the bones, bury the head, the skeletal remains, bury it.
That's
where
something
you
that Vogler Vogler will never have to worry about
you're
concerned about, burying a deer body.
Oh.
What?
Monast, the archery tournament at Mark Twain Lake, October 20th.
Okay.
Cherry on top.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Anything else, Vogler Vogler?
Archery basics for families class at Bush Shooting Range, September 17th.
Very nice. You need to be really, really careful out today on those roads. And I don't think there's going to be many floating trips today. If it's floating, it'll be by accident, right?
Yeah, down your street.
Man, I couldn't believe the rain when we came in here. Didn't see no brush carp this morning either.
They could be, but they're the little camouflage raincoats.
Every time it rains like this, this is kind of weird, but I was on a turkey hunt down in the Ozarks, and my brother didn't come in with his guy from Coca-Cola company, mm-hmm. and it was raining. I mean raining. And it started getting like close to 1 o'clock, so I got concerned. You know, things can happen.
Sure.
So I went out looking for him, and I finally found his Jeep, and I said, oh, this is not good. And then I went down in the woods, and it was pouring, but I could hear some calling, and I got closer, and there he was underneath the tree with his client holding an umbrella over him. You open his brains out. He does not quit.
He is hardcore.
He had him under a little green umbrella, and he had a little blue umbrella. And they were sitting under a tree together, and he was just yelping his brains out. Funny. Oh, unbelievable.
This kind of reminds me of our trip down to Devil's Backbone for our spring turkey hunt 2 springs ago.
Oh, that record-breaking rain and floods.
Blew out bridges, and it was incredible. It felt like you were driving through a hurricane to get to the property.
I remember when Joe told us, he said, well, it's okay, I'm going to get you guys, then we're going to take the bulldozer.
On a bulldozer.
Oh, great, great. And he comes back and says, I can't get to the bulldozer. Remember
that? I so badly wanted to come onto the property in a bulldozer.
Yeah, that would have been just classic.
Awesome, like the A-team coming in.
And it ended up, you and Chance killed a turkey the rain finally stopped.
Yeah, Bill and Joe both
you couldn't hear him coming in. He has galoshes on. He still had a raincoat
squish,
on. But
squish. What a trip. But that was a lot of rain.
That really the rivers, was. Just it's always something. This year was so open and cold.
Yeah,
on our hunt.
Totally different.
Two bad springs. Well, we're going to go ahead and go to the other side. We're going to come back on the other side. We're going to visit with Michelle Johnson, Wagyu, hey. Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company with their beef jerky, baby.
Ugh.
Right?
Great beef jerky.
Yeah. Who asked you?
Nobody.
Just checking.
News director. This just in.
Maddie G, take us to commercial break, baby. We'll see you all on the other side.